Leaning Toward Wisdom, episode 4086. It's Leaning Toward Wisdom, the podcast. Today's show, Worth the Wait. You are listening to a duo from New York known as Goodbye Blue. Think of New York when you think about Americana music, but I confess to falling in love with their music. I hope you will fall in love with their music as well. They are Dan Rowe and Charlotte Kendrick, otherwise known as Goodbye Blue. Today's show is going to feature the music from their new forthcoming record, Worth the Wait. First record in 8 years. Go buy it. There's a link over the show notes. You can find those by going to leaningtowardwisdom.com. Just find the episode 4086. There is a link right up at the very top of the post taking you to their site where you can buy their record directly from them. Goodbye Blue. Is the subject anticipation or patience? Is it value or benefit? Yes, 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 and yes. It's all of the above and much, much more. Over the weekend, I wrote down a sentence on my whiteboard, the one that is about 5 feet from where I am now sitting to my right over on a closet door is a whiteboard. And I have written this sentence, and I have put a box around this sentence. Brace yourselves because it's brilliant. You ready? Avoid dread by being eager. Avoid dread by being eager. It might not be any surprise to you. For a few weeks now, I have been battling my inner critic. You'd think I'd have conquered him by now. Well, not so much. The older you grow, the more voices join you along the way. That's what I have found. Maybe that's not true for everyone. It is true for me. It's kind of easy to notice that, really, when you start watching little kids. And as I watch these grandkids of mine, these little kids, and you know, they don't have the hang-ups that we adults have. They don't have the head noise that we have. They don't have the head trash that they've got some. Some of that's just their wiring. They're afraid of things that they're afraid of for no apparent reason. And others of them are not afraid of that very same thing that some are afraid of. I've lived long enough to know that some of these things are just internal wiring. But then there are other things that you can tell. You just learn over time. You know, you learn to be embarrassed. You learn to be bashful about certain things. I have learned, not because I knew it innately, but I had to read some books and I had to seek out knowledge. And I have learned through that seeking of knowledge that it's a beneficial exercise to name the characters that are in my head. Helps to give them cartoonish names as well. I doubt that I have plumbed the depths of my personality to uncover them all, but so far I have identified 10 of them. Did you ever see the movie The Three Faces of Eve? And then there was another movie, and didn't Sally Field do it? Sybil? Well, The Three Faces of Eve was the first of that type of, you know, it was a movie that came out the year I was born, 1957. Coincidence? Maybe not. Maybe. One wonders. Three Faces of Eve. It's about a woman who's been diagnosed with multiple personality disorder. Hence, three faces. She's got these three distinct personalities. Depending on who you choose to believe, some argue that there is no such thing as multiple personality disorder. It doesn't matter. Today's show is not about that, but it is about you, and it is about the things that go inside your head. And as I just use myself, pardon the personal illustration, but come on, it's kind of what we do here, taking you along on the journey with me so that you can hopefully benefit. The Three Faces of Eve. I don't have three faces. No. And I don't think you do either. I think we have way more than that. I have 10 characters or 10 little voices that offer me their unique perspectives. Doesn't matter if I ask for it, by the way. They give it to me whether I want it or not. They've all got an agenda, too. They've all got an axe to grind, a bone to pick. And I don't always see it for what it is. At least not in real time, that's for sure.
The kids are okay. The dog is going gray. The house needs work, but it's gonna be great someday. Yeah, the kids are okay. Life gets busy round here. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas cheer. No time for riding or changing gears. Life gets busy round here. There's no question, we've got ourselves a handful. So little time for us. But we're never given more than we can handle. We've got this, babe, another one on the way. More bills left over.
It's Goodbye Blue again. Name of the song is Another One on the Way. It's from their forthcoming release, due out March the 21st, 2016. Name of the record is Worth the Wait. That was the song you heard at the very beginning. This one, they've got another one on the way. And as they sing, yeah, we'll figure it out.
So hold on tight. Get one, check a bad time. So baby, just hold on tight. There's no question, we've got ourselves a fool. So little time for us, but we're never giving more. We've got this, babe. Another one on the way. Hey, we've got this, babe. Another one on the way. Hey, we've got this, babe. Another one on the way.
I've said it before, but it bears repeating. True wisdom is the ability to make the right decision in real time. Controlling our thoughts in real time is part of it, and I confess I don't get that right nearly as often as I would like. I mean, too many times I listen to one of these characters, one of these 10 characters that I have identified in my own life, in my own head. Too many times I listen to one of them in real time, and I will let them foil success. And so they rob me of so many things. Well, it's anything but funny. I dove into the arduous work of getting my mind right by taking a very close look at who these characters are and what they're best at. And I don't mind sharing. But as you listen to mine, I want you to think about your own. Because it's not about me, but I'm telling my story in hopes that it can help you figure your own story out. It's time you introduced yourself to your characters, the characters in your head, the voices in your head, and it's time that you got to know them better, mostly for who they really are. Not for who they pretend to be, but who they really are. And so, here you go. I'm going to give you my 10, and I'm not editing at all. I probably should. I'm not editing to save face. I'm not editing to look better in your sight. So please do not judge me harshly. All right. I told you I was going to kind of give them cartoonish names because, well, some of the books that I read advised that was a good thing to do. And I think it is, and I think you'll understand it as we move further along here. All right, number one. Well, these are in no particular order, but just for the sake of there's 10 of them, so here we go. The first one, Philip the Prophet. Philip the Prophet. He knows exactly how things are going to turn out. And they're not going to turn out well. I mean, what can go wrong will go wrong. And Philip is standing by to say, I told you so. Then there's Dylan, the disrespected. Dylan is depressed because nobody respects him, especially the people that he mostly wants to respect him. Dylan ignores all signs of respect because, well, they don't match up to what he thinks are proper demonstrations of it. You know, like lots of glowing praise and people constantly recognizing him. He assumes that silence or just casual praise, they mean something sinister and awful. They really aren't true respect. There's Ian, the insecure. Ian, he doubts the capacity for anything to turn out well. He joins forces with Philip the Prophet to regularly shy away from attempting things because he's convinced he's not worthy of them, even if they were meant to happen. Ian doesn't feel worthy of success, but still he longs for it. Then there's Larry the loudmouth. Larry, he speaks when he shouldn't. Instead of standing by and listening and observing, Larry just can't resist the urge to pipe up and insert himself. And more often than not, Larry's mouth gets him in trouble. He never learns that listening doesn't require speaking. There's Connor the complacent. Connor, he's lax. He's often content to sit by and do nothing, even when he knows there's plenty to be done and plenty that could be accomplished. Connor's strategy is to wait and see if something good will just happen. He doesn't believe in the law of attraction, but he's hopeful that something magical will just come out of the blue and land in his lap. There's Greg the gregarious. Greg is outgoing. He's friendly. He's comfortable no matter who he's around. He lives in the moment. He doesn't think too much about things. Greg is always living in the present. Sammy the shy. Sammy, he's bashful, prefers to hug the walls. If he had his way, he'd never leave the house. He hates big crowds. He feels awkward not knowing what to do, who to talk to, what to say. Many times, in fact, Sammy the shy, he pretends to be on his cell phone for fear of looking stupid standing around alone. There's Conrad the confident. Conrad deeply believes he's got skills, experience, and wisdom. He knows he's intelligent. He knows he's sharp. Conrad believes, he believes that if success has ever been achieved by anybody else at whatever the task, then he can figure out a way to find it himself. He's not cocky, but he's got a quiet confidence that if given enough time, he can figure out how to succeed. Quite simply, Conrad the confident, he believes in himself. Samuel the spiritual, he doesn't agree with the prosperity gospel, you know, what some of these televangelists preach, that if you love the Lord wants you to be rich. No, he knows the Bible. Samuel the spiritual knows the Bible, and he understands that this world is not his home, and he realizes that work and life here are just temporary, a means to get to eternity and hopefully heaven. Samuel struggles resolving his preoccupation with his professional life and earning a living with his spiritual duties to God. He believes in the New Testament, and he knows that the time for miracles has ceased, according to what Paul told the Corinthians. He doesn't believe in God personally indwelling him. He does believe in providence. He does believe in the gospel. He does believe in the Bible. He does also believe in what some might call serendipity. He believes in providence, but you know, you can't prove providence. He does believe God is watching out over him, but he's not sure to what degree God cares about his career and his success, and that makes him reluctant to lean on God for help in such matters. And he also struggles with the belief that God wants him to stand on his own two feet. And that makes him not rely on God as much as he thinks he should. And that leads us to the last character, because sometimes Samuel the spiritual feels guilty. Gerald the guilty, he's number 10. Gerald, he feels regret and guilt over two primary areas, what he says and what he neglects to do. Gerald feels guilty when Larry the loudmouth spouts off, for instance. And he also feels guilty when Connor the complacent does nothing but waste time. And so Gerald, he can join forces with many of the others to beat himself up about what he should have done differently. Gerald often regrets the time lost in doing nothing when something profitable may have at least been attempted. Or he regrets doing things that he thinks he should never even have attempted.
Baby, you seem stressed out. What you worried about? What's going on? Hey, baby, we ain't getting any younger. Too much lightning and thunder for too long. So leave those dishes in the sink. Let's go somewhere loud where we can't think. There's a new band in town, never seen before. The kids will be okay. They love that setter anyway. We don't have to hold on so hard anymore. Some people will come. Coming hot like the sun. Dark next thing you know. Some people day. And help light the way and watch you grow. So take a shower, leave the lawn. But take your truck up and my heels on. There's a new place in town I've never played before. The kids will be okay. They need us happy anyway. We don't have to hold on so hard.
Another track from Goodbye Blue, from their forthcoming CD and downloadable album called Worth the Wait. This song is so hard anymore. Yeah, this stuff is hard. This stuff I'm talking about, it's hard. But it is worth the wait. It's worth doing because the rewards are real. I figure in my own life, it's just the price I pay to get to where I want to go. And I tend to look at the lost time, lost opportunities, and I beat myself up for not getting further faster. You do that? You second guess yourself and wonder why it's taking you so long? Or why it hasn't happened yet? Yeah, me too. I'm guessing that you are like me, because if life has taught me anything, and it has taught me plenty, it's that we're not so different. Not really. Oh, we may like different food, we may laugh at different stuff, but at some level, we're still people chasing our dreams, running from our fears, and doing our best. Well, okay, sometimes not quite our best, maybe, but at least trying sometimes. To quieten down the voices in our head that tell us that we're not good enough. And all the other stuff that our characters tell us. I'd like to tell you that Goodbye Blue is right, that it doesn't have to be so hard anymore, but maybe it does. Maybe it does have to be hard in order to get better, to get easier. One of my all-time favorite quotes, "Everything is hard until it's easy." Everything is hard until it's easy. I love the quote mostly because I know how true it is. And I think I need to constantly remind myself of it. That, yeah, everything is hard until it's easy. Last week, I had a conversation with a friend who I was telling about some of my perceived shortcomings, things that I just have no experience in, particularly in one area that I'm currently pursuing. And she looked at me and she said, "You're selling yourself short. You've learned how to do plenty of things that were once new to you. You learned how to dress yourself. You learned how to tie your shoes. You learned how to leave home and attend school every day. You've learned plenty of things by figuring it out. You'll figure this out too."
You've been carrying a heavy load for so long now. There's a slump in your shoulders and your head hangs down. And I know you often wonder how we'll work this out. Oh, it's complicated. You bring home the bread working hard all week. You need to unwind, I need the kids asleep. And I know when you are angry, 'cause you won't look at me. Oh, oh, it's complicated. Nothing simple as it seems. We both have
But oh, oh, it's complicated. Oh, it's complicated.
It's the next track from the record. Yeah, you can tell the title of the song. Complicated. And boy, sometimes it is.
I put food on the table, keep the house real clean. Come Sunday afternoon, the place looks like a crime scene. And you know when I am bitter, cause there ain't nothing sweet. Nothing simple.
And it is complicated. While waiting for things to be worked out, which means while I'm trying to work things out, it sure doesn't seem simple, does it? Part of my list of characters, and I say part of the list because I'm convinced, I'm fully convinced, that I have not identified all of them yet. I got to 10 and I thought, man, it's tough, man. It is tough coming to grips with all the voices in your head. And by the time you get to 10, by the time I got to 10, I was just completely exhausted because it's complicated. Things are always complicated, sometimes too complicated. Nothing worth having comes easily. Yeah, that's more than a lyric to that song that you just heard. It's how we tend to view most everything that we seek to accomplish. And I don't know about you, but I've seen it rob me of chasing things that I would have otherwise loved to have pursued. And I've also seen it rob me of not enjoying other pursuits that I did chase because I listened to my characters in my head and other people sometimes tell me how hard it was. But some things are worthwhile, and they're not necessarily all that difficult. You know, I think back to my youth, and as a kid, I discovered some things that I was pretty good at that weren't terribly tough for me. You can think of things like that, can't you? Some things that they came fairly easily to you. It could be because you were naturally wired that way, because you had some innate skill. I look back now and I realize that I let the world convince me that such things weren't very high value. Writing, drawing, being creative, a host of things, really. I was in junior high and I enjoyed drawing. Cartoonists, they were among the people that I most admired, and writers. But I knew nobody who made a living doing those things. I mean, those can't be worthwhile pursuits. They're just pipe dreams. Saturday Smile, here at Leaning Toward Wisdom, is my tribute to two of my all-time favorite cartoonists, Jim Unger. Jim Unger was the creator of Herman. He died back in May of 2012. Jerry Van Amerongen. I don't know how Jerry pronounces his name. I don't pronounce his name very often, but man, do I love his work. Right now, sitting inside the Yellow Studio, are four of Jerry's Glikely prints. If you go over to his website at Ballard Street, there's a link in the show notes. Go to leaningtowardwisdom.com, episode 4086. I have in my possession, hanging on the yellow walls inside the Yellow Studio, are four, and I think there's a total of seven. I'm not sure about that, but I think there's seven limited edition Glikely prints that you can buy. It's a technology where they look to be hand painted. They're not, but they're limited editions. And I bought these. I invested in these, I should say, some years ago. And I love them. I love them. And every day that I am inside the Yellow Studio, which is almost at some point every day, I can look at these. And Saturday Smiles is kind of my tribute to these two men. There are others, but these are two of my very favorite creative people on the planet.
I remember when I would call you, try to hide my butterfly. I held my breath and did my best to impress you, hung up and covered my eyes. Fast forward just a decade later, you're driving home and singing all the way. You hold your breath and ask me how my day was, never knowing what I might say. I don't know why I get so down sometimes. Your job has never been better. Sky's the limit, yeah, the coast seems clear. I sit and listen, give you my attention. Clear your dinner plate and rinse out your beer. I know that all this time was really staying home has been a luxury, but I can't help but think I'm missing some action. Cooking up a dinner no one eats. Maybe that's why I can't let it go. I can't let it go. We got our home with the insurance we need. We drive to soccer in an SUV. Love my babies in the backseat and watching them grow. Not to get defensive, but I used to read real life books. I even got my degree. If I had to do it over, wouldn't change a thing. I'm lucky I know. But where did I go? Oh, where did I go?
It's the next track. The name of the song is Where Did I Go? Probably a question you have asked yourself before. I know I have. Where did I go? You thought this was going to happen. You thought that was going to happen. Take a few flips, turn around backwards a few times, and presto, here you are. Right here, right now. Being eager is pretty thrilling, isn't it? You know it is. I would attend school, I would go to work at the local hi-fi store, and I would be anxious before asking my boss if I could have a Saturday, which was a huge ask. If I could have a Saturday off so I could drive from southern Louisiana to see my girlfriend in Fort Worth, Texas. Sometimes he said no, but when he said yes, man, when he said yes, I would start planning and thinking every day about how many more days it would be before I would head north to see her. I mean, the anticipation, man, it was just energizing. It was almost intoxicating. Think of the times when you've experienced that kind of eagerness, that kind of anxiety. We think of anxiety as being a bad thing, but it's not always that way. I mean, I would be so preoccupied and so anxious to get to Fort Worth that I couldn't stand it. Couldn't concentrate on school, couldn't concentrate on work. My mind was thinking of what was to come when I would arrive at her house and I would be able to spend time with her face to face. Where did I go? Where did I go? Where did that version of me go? I'm still here. I just sometimes lose sight of who I once was, kind of like she sings in that song. I sometimes lose sight of the fact that I was the guy able to get amped up, willing to chase a dream for all I was worth, no matter what the outcome, just a guy taking aim and giving it a go because I had to chase it. Mostly, I found out it was worth the wait and it was worth the work. And if you haven't figured it out by now, lots of conversation about head trash is what led to today's show. Old, young, men, women, doesn't matter. People from one part of the country to another part of the country to, well, my part of the world. Doesn't matter. We're all in the same boat. Talk about dread. Talk about anticipation. Talk about hating some things while loving other things. Talk about taking risks. Talk about being unsafe. Talk about being safe. Did it ever occur to you that all of the outside influences working against us aren't nearly as powerful as the enemies in our head? Yeah, me neither. Till recently. A few months ago, I started beating myself up for being so stupid, for being so ignorant about it all. I mean, how could I have gone this long? How could I have lived this long in life without figuring this out? Oh, yes, I knew about head trash, and I knew I had head trash, but as far as really, you know, confronting it, I mean, how can you feel good about arriving at some wisdom like that when you realize I should have had this epiphany a long, long time ago? Yeah, Gerald the Guilty was ruling the day for a while until I found the courage to tell Gerald, you need to just get over there, and you need to sit down, and you need to shut up, and guess what? He obeyed.
No.
Name of the song is 6 Years. 6 Years. It is the next track on this record that I'm growing to love more and more. I hope it's your kind of music. If it's not, you should learn to appreciate it because it's really great stuff.
Oh, oh, you know I'm here.
That ain't always easy, but it is worth it. Gerald the Guilty. Gerald has been around a very long time in my head, and he didn't just salute my order to sit and stay quiet. I had to keep shoving him down into that silent seat and tell him to shut up and just sit there and say not a word. Because Gerald, well, he proves that some work is hard, but worthwhile nonetheless. Hard to keep Gerald the Guilty down, but I'm working on it. I found myself telling somebody about my conclusion, and here was my conclusion, and here's what I told them. I've had to endure what I have to get to where I am now. And I believe that. It wasn't just something that I said to get myself off some hook. I've had to endure what I have to get to where I am now. I mean, I was simply looking at how far I had come, and I realized that you can't get from here to there any other way. You know, I mean, some roads, they've got to be traveled if you're going to go anywhere. Now, was it the best road? Was it the wisest path? I don't know about that. In fact, I would argue, no, it probably was not the best road. It probably was not the wisest path, but it was the road and it was the path. And at this point, what does it matter? I mean, what matters is that it is the road I took. It is the path that I chose at the time. Thankfully, it brought me to this place. And this place, I am where I am because of the choices that I made. So are you. So are you. And second guessing it all isn't that profitable. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't go back and say, well, how could I have done things better so that the next time I make a better choice? We absolutely positively should do that. I think it's foolish to do any other thing. However, there's a big difference in that and in wishing that we had made other choices. What's the good in that? My faith convinces me that I did what I did and I am where I am because at this very moment, I'm where I belong. I'm doing what I need to be doing. And if I keep my priorities straight, and if I keep striving to follow wisdom, I know I will find my way. And yes, I believe with all my heart that it will be okay.
You used to know how to do more. Get stains out. You used to know how to do more than straighten the couch. They don't need you like they did before. They're in school all day till you can't quit the grocery store. Might need a little push, you're gonna be scared. You may wanna run and hide, tell everyone you don't care. But when you kiss your kids and snuggle their hair, can you say, oh, I will like the way you used to get up, shower, get dressed. Roll out of bed, grab their lunches, watch them run the school stairs. start to wonder what if I just let go. Tried to do something I knew.
Getting down to the end of it, kids. The name of the song is Light the Way. I feel like my way is lit. You feel that way? I hope you do. You'll find a way, and you are where you are because of the choices that you made, just like I'm where I'm at because of my choices. All the decisions that we made that brought us to this moment in time, you and me together, right here, right now. And it'll all be okay. Keep our priorities straight. Do the right thing. Look for the light in the way.
You might need a little push. You're gonna be scared. You may wanna run and hide. Tell everyone you don't care. But when you kiss your kids and snuggle their hair.
Yeah, you know, when you think about your family, you snuggle your kids or your grandkids, as my case. Yeah, it puts it in perspective in a real hurry. Time is still on our side, you and me. I know that because we're alive. We're alive. We're alive enough to fear. We're alive enough to have joy, hurt, dread, eagerness, all that stuff. What would my eagerness feel like without dread? I started thinking about this. I mean, what would my joy as a 17-year-old have been in seeing Rhonda after a long road trip if I hadn't missed her so? And today, I think, as a grandfather, what would my anxiety be like for my grandchildren without the love that I have for them? If I didn't love them that much, I wouldn't be anxious about them, about their future. Or my fear of failure, what would that be like without the concern and the care that I have for those that I hope to serve? And so I think about the anticipation of winning, whatever that looks like, in whatever area that I may pursue it. Think about your own. Think about your own anticipation of winning, whatever that looks like for you. For me, I look at that and I realize that without the prospect of losing or having my teeth knocked down my throat, what's the point? What's the point? I mean, winning feels so good because losing sucks so much. And I'm not viewing life as winners versus losers, but I do see life as winning versus losing. And wisdom has taught me that neither is permanent. Mostly they're moments in time. And in my life, I'm just speaking for myself, in my life, mostly the winning has lasted way longer than the losing. I mean, the losing has really been quite temporary when I look back over it. I'm blessed, and I know that Gerald the guilty sometimes gets back on his feet and he speaks because, well, sometimes Gerald is right. Sometimes Gerald deserves the floor. He's not always wrong because sometimes I am to be blamed because sometimes I am guilty. Sometimes I am guilty of not recognizing how blessed I truly am.
So don't lose heart. You're at the start of something good. I believe everything's gonna work out as it should.
Hey Kid, that's the name of the song. What about you? Is there work that you've neglected because you've not been willing to face it or grind it out, or maybe you didn't think it would be worth the wait? Listen, we all get blue, we all get lonely. We all endure tough times, sometimes we lose heart, but I'm here today to tell you not to surrender. Instead, keep pushing forward, keep chasing whatever it is you want to chase, put in the time, pursue it for all you've got. It'll be worth it. And it may all work out, just as it should. My name is Randy Cantrell. Thanks for listening to Leaning Toward Wisdom. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. As luck would have it, we have one more track. There are 9 tracks on this record. Again, the record comes out middle of March, so next month, 2016. The name of the band is Goodbye Blue. Well, they're a duo. Goodbye Blue, the name of the record, is Worth the Wait. It's worth the wait. It's worth the wait. You can go to their website. There's a link over in the show notes at leaningtowardwisdom.com. And you can go to their website and buy it for $11.99. You get the CD and the download as well. The last track here is a song called By Firelight. Goodbye Blue, the song By Firelight. All the best. Have a great week.
On your phone. Oh, you should be folding clothes, prepping dinner, wiping your nose. But all you need is one small minute alone. 'Cause they're gonna be alright. So go ahead and let go tonight. Play a little bluegrass by TV.